This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libus. Thousands of people gathered Friday for a mass funeral in a cemetery in New Zealand where half of the 50 victims of two mosque shootings were buried, the youngest just 3 years old. Earlier at an outdoor service in Christchurch, Imam Gamil Fouda said the world needs to stand up against hatred toward Muslims.
Islamophobia is real. It's a targeted campaign to influence people to dehumanize and irrationally fear Muslims.
He also acknowledged New Zealand's prime minister, who imposed an immediate ban on all military-style semi-automatic and automatic rifles and announced a gun buyback program. Parliament is expected to approve the proposed laws when it reconvenes in mid-April. With one tweet, President Donald Trump again has signaled a significant shift in U.S. foreign policy. VOA's Steve Herman explains.
On his personal Twitter account, Trump tweeted Thursday that it is time for the United States to recognize the authority of Israel over the disputed Golan Heights, which the Israelis seized from Syria during the 1967 war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly expressed his appreciation on Twitter for Trump's decision. Netanyahu, who is in a tough battle for re-election, is to make an official visit here next week and hold talks with the U.S. president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Two U.S. service members were killed while conducting an operation Friday in Afghanistan. The U.S. and NATO-led forces did not provide any other information. About 14,000 U.S. forces remain as part of the mission tasked with supporting and training Afghan troops. A series of airstrikes slammed into two pockets of Islamic State fighters, taking aim at those trying to cling to the last scraps of land in Syria as part of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. The strikes late Thursday followed nearly 2 days of clearing operations in the northeastern town of Baghouz. This is VOA News. North Korea has withdrawn its liaison office with South Korea. The North notified the South of the abrupt move Friday at the weekly meeting at their joint offices in Kaesong. AP correspondent Tong Hyung Kim reports North Korea's intent is unclear.
It's not clear whether North Korea's withdrawal of the staff would be temporary or permanent. After notifying South Korea of this decision, North Korean staff left the office carrying some documents, but left most of the equipment intact.
That's AP's Tong Hyung Kim reporting. South Korea said in a statement that the North's decision to withdraw was regrettable, but said the South would continue to work at the offices. The news follows last month's collapsed meeting in Vietnam between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump. An explosion at a pesticide plant in eastern China's Jiangsu province killed 44 people and injured more than 600. Reuters' Ryan Brooks reports.
The plant fire spread to neighboring factories, and media reported that children at a kindergarten nearby were injured in the blast. The cause is still under investigation, but the state-run China Daily says the company that ran the plant has been cited and fined for work safety violations in the past. Public anger over safety standards has grown in China. The country has been plagued by a string of industrial accidents, ranging from mining disasters to factory fires, that have tarnished three decades of breakneck growth.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. 1 week after Cyclone Idai hit Mozambique, aid workers are racing against time to save people who remain cut off from food and medical aid. VOA's Mohamed Youssef reports.
The government says its priority will be to provide food and medical assistance to those affected by the floods. Forecasters predict torrential rains are expected through Thursday and flood waters are still rising. The UN World Food Programme said it was transporting enough aid for 600,000 people, and the UN has allocated $20 million to respond to the crisis. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
European leaders have given Britain until May 22nd to finalize a plan to leave the EU if Prime Minister Theresa May can get her plan past the British Parliament next week. Parliament's rejected the deal twice before, and if May cannot get some sort of agreement, the EU said it would back a shorter extension until April 12th. That's when Britain would have to place candidates in the European parliamentary elections. European Council President Donald Tusk said Britain had four choices.
UK government will still have a choice of a deal, a no deal, a long extension, revoking Article 50.
May said members of Parliament have a critical choice before them. She also rejected a plan to revoke Article 50, even as a petition calling for her to do that on the Parliament website attracted more than 2 million signatures. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.